My name's Cece, and in this podcast, I will be talking to you about the impacts of social media. The very controversial topic has serious impacts on your brain and body. The online website named Digital Vita states that from the 4.2 billion users, social media has 3.03 billion active users. More than 90% of the global brands has at least two social media accounts on Facebook Messenger and WhatsApp. They are both responsible for handling 6 billion messages every single day. The benefits in social media include the exchange of goods and services, help for the need in different countries, and make things you can do in the matter of hours. In just a couple minutes, students argue that social media is used for contacting friends and family, but some have gotten out of control. On an Apple phone, you can see how many hours you use your phone on average last week. Most people I interviewed for this podcast range from 6 to 12 hours on average per day on their phone. On the not so positive side, there are many ways social media can impact your mental health. Social media can have an impact on your connection to others. These days, it's getting harder and harder to communicate when our eyes are always looking down at our phones. What we see isn't reality, it is fake. It can also affect our memory. It can distort the way you remember certain things in your life. Mainly, it affects your sleep. Getting off your phone at night is very hard to do, especially when parents are getting more strict about rules with your phone at night. The quality of sleep tends to be worsened because of our phones. There's so much going on in our brains right before we go to bed, and many distractions on our phones do not help. Your attention span also decreases extremely, and because people become more distracted very easily, social media has proven to cause unhappiness and depression with mental health issues such as depression, anxiety, and many eating disorders. There's always a need to be perfect on social media platforms. It's always teaching young minds the wrong idea of what perfect is. Now, here's a solution. There's many things we can do to stop ourselves from falling into this worldwide catastrophe. We can limit our screen times and only contact the people that we need to. And it's a necessity. Thank you for listening.